Wait a minute. Tim Grenhardt's in studio, but Jake?
Is this a theme song for Caleb Williams? I don't think so. I don't think he looked that excited about being drafted by the Bears. Jake, but that's just me.
You, in your defense of the Atlanta Falcons pick of Penix, you said that maybe they could trade Cousins?
Yeah.
Does he have a no-trade clause?
I don't know. It'd be a good question.
Hear me out.
A good question.
Hear me out on this one. And everybody, I think, is really, really surprised that Atlanta, after signing a big contract with Kirk Cousins, the famous Netflix quarterback star, what a move for them. Because I'll tell you what it does is it gives the GM and the head coach another 4 or 5 years on their contract, just off the top. Because if Kirk Cousins goes in there and maybe say he struggles for a year or two or has a good year and then struggles, well, you know, hey, we got Penix waiting in the wings here. We wanted him. We drafted him. You got to give us a couple years to develop this kid. So, I mean, I think for them it was a job security. It was like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. It was an insurance policy for that crew. That now they got an extra 3 or 4 years at least on their contract to develop Bo Nix, who I think it may be the best quarterback to come out of this class.
You mean Penix?
I mean Penix.
Yeah.
Bo Nix. Oh, my God. Bo Nix. No. No, let's go the other way with Bo Nix. Bo Nix. Wow.
I mean, that's a good point, though. I mean,
yeah.
That's a, you know.
Well, they may get fired this year if it just blows up.
I mean, I mean, you give this guy
all this money, mm-hmm. and Kirk Cousins goes there to win now.
Yeah.
And then you have the number 8 overall pick, which is part of the equation.
But you don't know the inside politics of what happened. It could have been Arthur Blank, who's the owner, saying, hey, listen, we want Kirk Cousins to come here. You know, we want a veteran guy. He'll sell tickets. You know, he's a big name guy.
Michael Penix will sell tickets.
Yeah. Well, I I'm not arguing with the pick. I mean, I think it's kind of a weird pick, but yeah. I'm just saying, I think what the deal is with Penix is it's given these guys an opportunity for a couple more years on their contract to develop this kid. Hey, you wanted Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins came here, and if he does great, then all, you know, hallelujah. If he doesn't do well and he struggles, then we say, listen, we didn't want Kirk Cousins. Arthur, you wanted Kirk Cousins. We wanted Penix. So hey, we got to develop this kid. We're going to play this kid. We need a couple more years. And what's the argument? What does the owner say?
You're fired?
Well,
no,
Kirk
I don't
Cousins,
think so.
4-year, $180 million contract
yeah.
also includes a no trade clause.
Phil Sims.
$2.5 million in 24 alone.
What is going on?
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of crazy stuff that happened in the draft, but that was one of them. And then obviously the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills, which we could talk about here in a second. But how about 6 quarterbacks in the first 12 picks? And you guys know, if you just go back to 2021, with Lawrence and Wilson and those guys, you know, at least 3 or 4 of those guys are going to be busts. At least. It's just the odds. So,
If you were the Buffalo Bills, would you do anything to help the Chiefs?
No. Nothing. I mean, I was flabbergasted. Is that a word?
Yes.
Flabbergasted.
A good word.
That the Buffalo Bills would even answer the phone. Let alone, you know, and... Okay, so to play devil's advocate, a couple things. Buffalo obviously feels like they need a bunch of lottery tickets. They need a bunch of picks. I don't even know. I don't know the whole logistics of it between what they got from the Chiefs, and you can go through it, and what they got from Carolina.
Well,
but they probably got a couple more picks.
Well, so I mean, they basically just moved. So
yeah,
they moved up twice.
So they moved up from the 6th round to the 5th round, and right. then the 4th round to the 3rd round.
Okay, what did they get from Carolina? Anything?
Well, that's what they basically swapped a 5th and a 6th with Carolina right. and swapped picks.
But just for the Chiefs, they moved up in the 7th
right.
round,
right.
and they moved up from the 4th to the 3rd round.
Okay.
They didn't get a pick from the Chiefs.
So what,
you know what I mean?
They didn't. I mean, they traded picks with Carolina, right. too. They didn't get a pick.
So, guys, what I think Buffalo is doing
one spot.
What I think, and this is, listen, I'm not agreeing with this. This is just what I think they're doing, is they're saying, hey, listen, we can go and get ourselves a couple players kind of on the cheap here on rookie contracts because, you know, it's so expensive right now. Look how much money it costs to get a good wide receiver in the NFL. And that's one of the reasons why the Chiefs did that. Look how much it costs to go get a good offensive tackle. Look what it costs to get an edge guy. Because of free agency and because of the salary cap and because of just a skyrocketing money they're being paid to these free agents, it's cheaper to go and get some younger guys and develop those. Brett Veach has done this a little bit here in Kansas City, and I think the Buffalo is trying to do something very similar to what Brett Veach has done here. But that does not give them any excuse to give the Kansas City Chiefs a move up in the draft to get a guy that will eventually score a touchdown to beat Buffalo, and we will all stand up and laugh once again like we did with the Patrick Mahomes situation.
And the other thing is if they like A.D. Mitchell or McConkey, and they thought, hey, we can move back to 33 and get one of those two guys. I mean, that, that has to be the reasoning. It'll be interesting. They have the first pick today. That's going
to
be...
There's just a report
that
they're looking to trade down.
Again. There you go.
Let's play the Westwood One draft profile of Xavier Worthy, and I want you, Timmy, to dig in now and tell us what you think about this.
I got a lot on this one.
About this speedster from Texas. Here's what Westwood One's draft profile said.
Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas.
First down, quick swing pass out to Worthy to the 40. Makes a man miss down the sidelines. 30, 20, zoomed it out to it. And Xavier Worthy in for a touchdown. 44 yards. And the Longhorns are back in front.
Xavier Worthy is the fastest receiver in this year's draft. He proved it at the combine when he ran a 4.2 140-yard dash, breaking the all-time record. Along with speed comes good hands and skilled route running. He also has versatility in the slot and has been used as a punt returner in the past. The obvious downside is size. At 172 pounds, he could struggle to separate with stronger corners at the NFL level.
All right, one more thing we're going to play. This was from a recent appearance on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, because immediately you saw people, the Chiefs are trying to replicate what they had with Tyreek Hill. Well,
so
that's fine, but there's a different former receiver that Andy Reid coached that he compared him to, and also a different receiver that that Xavier Worthy compares himself to. And so when he was on with Kay Adams on Up and Adams, she asked him about that, and so he threw a name I like a lot.
If you were to compare yourself to a current or former player, who would that be?
If I was to compare myself to anybody, I modeled my game after DeSean Jackson, so I feel like that was really like my kind of like my go-to, like whatever I needed, like to look at film or anything, I'll look at him.
He comes on my show like every week. We love DeSean Jackson. I just saw him at Super Bowl. Wait, what do you pick up? What do you see?
Just like how smart he is. He's a really smart football player. I feel like people don't give him credit for that. Just him understanding leverage and just what he does with the ball in his hands. I feel like I kind of took that into my game, and I feel like just with the ball in my hands, I feel like I'm dangerous for anywhere on the field.
Tim Grenhardt, break it down, baby.
All right, we are not worthy. And I just want to thank, you know, his dad was one of my favorite players at North Carolina. James Worthy?
Not James Worthy.
No?
No? Are you sure?
Start this again. Well, maybe. Yeah, hey, who knows? Maybe not. I don't know.
You know what? I'm just going with my theme this draft.
I love it. Hey.
Yeah, you know, in. Phil McConkey's kid, lad.
You're right. Yeah.
He's a man.
Oh, that's great. Board. Okay, a couple things. Number one, it's not a one-trick pony. Xavier Worthy is not a one-trick pony. He's just not a fast, you know, guy. He is very fast, one of the fastest guys ever come out of the college ranks in the combine 40-yard dash. He's got a lot of speed. He's also a very smart football player. Andy Reid talked about that. You know, you got to be smart. You got to have a little dog in you, and obviously, you know, the Chiefs need some speed at the wide receiver position in order to play for him. But you got to be smart, and he's a smart football player. One of the things that I like about what he said is, hey, listen, I feel good with the deep ball down the field. I do have to work on my intermediate routes and some of this stuff out in the flats, but he does make people miss. And when people miss him, he's gone. He's got that kind of speed.
Bye.
Here is the main thing, guys. And you know what? In Kansas City, don't let people try to throw salt on your game. Don't let them pee in your Cheerios here with this pick. Because people are going to say, well, they're just trying to, you know, find another guy like what's his name? I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill. They're just trying to find another Tyreek Hill, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, what's wrong with that? First of all, Tyreek Hill did a couple things for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think Xavier Williams or Worthy will do a couple things for the Kansas City Chiefs, too. Number one, he's going to open up the deep ball. You got to respect the speed now that they have Hollywood and they have Xavier. You got to respect the speed of those two guys. The problem with the Kansas City Chiefs offense over the last couple years was one thing and one thing only. They could not create space. This offense, the fuel for this offense, the fuel for the Kansas City Chiefs in Andy Reid's system, the fuel for Patrick Mahomes is space. When you cannot create space, you're going to struggle. And they didn't create space because they didn't have a deep threat. And people were just kind of sitting kind of in that mid-range and kind of keeping the top on our offense, and now you're not going to be able to do that. Xavier Worthy will open up the deep ball, and we'll have teams now have to play a little bit deeper with their safeties and play a little bit more cover, too. So that's number one. Number two is what you're trying to get safeties in the NFL to do, and linebackers to say, anything really in the middle. All right, just like in baseball, all right, the battery, the catcher, the pitcher, the shortstop, the second baseman, and the center field are the most important defensive positions. They're the most important as far as the schemes of what goes on in the game. It's the same thing in football. You know, obviously the three technique and one technique, they're doing their own thing. But the linebackers and the safeties, those are the players that you got to get busy. And when I'm saying busy, you got to keep their eyes busy. They can't have soft eyes. When you have soft eyes and you can see everything, then you now are under control in your scheme and your defense, and you can play it very, very well. And I think the Chiefs have struggled with that a little bit. When Tyreek Hill and when the Chiefs are good, they move guys around and they get the safety's eyes busy. That's what the Chiefs are going to try to do with Xavier Worthy again with that kind of speed. You're going to see him in the slot moving across the field. You're going to see him in the backfield shifting out. You're going to see him doing all kinds of different things in order to get the eyes busy of the safeties and the linebackers. When you get eyes busy, then you get guys to hesitate. And I've said it a million times in the NFL and really any level of football, you've got to get players to hesitate because everybody's good. But when you hesitate and you drop a half a step or a step behind, that's when you struggle. And this is what he does. Andy Reid's not dumb. Andy Reid right now is probably sitting at a coffee shop with a napkin drawing up formations or drawing up movement and drawing up motions for Xavier Worthy to get the middle of the field busy with their eyes, and that is what the Kansas City Chiefs got in last night's draft.
You need to settle down. We still got another half hour.
I think Andy Reid probably can afford a notebook.
No, he likes to just write on napkins. He's a napkin guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right.
That's right.
Yeah, he's just stick it in his pocket.
They probably got some good coffee over Arrowhead Drive.
He's probably over at one of the Paneras over there in Overland Park.
You think?
Well,
doubt it. Free plug.
Or a big biscuit.
There you go.
Let's get a big biscuit. Because, you know, Five Guys isn't open yet. So he can't be there. You know, all those three we just mentioned, we want some money for the station. We could just mention in that. So
please.
Thank you so much.
Let's hear a couple of clips from Xavier Worthy that we played earlier. We can pretty much run through all these, Jake.
Run
through
it.
They're so short but sweet. And if you hear something that you like, please comment on it. Please respond, react, Tim Grunhard. Let's just go through them. Here is what Xavier Worthy is bringing to Kansas City.
Oh, man, I'm coming with a mentality to work hard and earn my spot and earn my spot in the locker room. I feel like I'm a complete receiver. I can run the whole route tree. Discipline, smart, know the game very well. So I feel like I'm bringing up a complete receiver to Kansas City.
All right, here he talks about if he had any pre-draft meetings with the Chiefs.
Oh, man, so I talked to the Chiefs at the combine as a formal, and shoot, that was probably like the only time we talked. So just talking to them and just knowing there's a possibility to go there, I mean, I just kept my hopes alive, and it happened.
Yeah, that was interesting. I heard you guys play that earlier today, and when I was in the draft process of the combine, I got to meet with Marty Schottenheimer, Carl Peterson, Howard Mudd, Kurt Schottenheimer, and then Joe Pendry. When you had that meeting, that's when they're on you a little bit. Now, you're probably – and here's the dirty little secret. If you have that meeting, a lot of times, you won't hear from that team again because they don't want to let other people know that they're interested in you. So when he says, yeah, I didn't really hear from him then after the meeting, that was a good sign. He probably didn't know that, but that's a good sign that the Kansas City Chiefs want him. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, the next clip is – in his opinion, Xavier Worthy was asked what his strengths are and what he still needs to work on.
I feel like down the field is obviously a given, but I feel like intermediate and like kind of like the actual route running, the route tree, I feel like I can run it all, and I feel like I'm effective from it all, bubble screens, reverses, anywhere a ball can touch my hands, I feel like I can make a play.
Did you see the tweet of the night from Creed Humphrey? Last night,
I laughed.
Let me show this to you,
so good.
Timmy, and I know you already love Creed Humphrey. This guy's sense of humor. This is he tweets this. He said, "Me trying to keep up on wide receiver screens this year," and this is what he tweets out.
Watch that video.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I saw.
Is that not hilarious?
It is awesome. Yeah, you know what?
Turns out these centers have good personalities.
There's a little bit of truth to that. When you're running a 4.129 or whatever the heck he's running, or 4.2, oh whatever.
4.21.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you run when you were coming out of Notre Dame?
I ran in the combine, I think I ran like a 5.12 or something.
Yeah. There you go.
Not quite.
That's still good.
I'm about a second slower.
You were hauling ass. Back in the day,
I could run until Marty Schottenheimer killed me over 3 years of running the ball 40 times.
There's
a game.
A gleam, man.
There it is.
There's a gleam.
Here, Worthy talks about his excitement level coming to Kansas City.
Oh, man. So, everybody, I've been calling it. I've been saying this since the beginning of the year. I'm going to the Chiefs. And everybody thought the NFL was never going to let the Chiefs get to me. But, I mean, I'm here. So. But, I mean, I'm excited, man, just to be able to play with Pat and, you know, seeing the success that Tyreek Hill had in this offense, I feel like it would be amazing.
Yeah, man, looking forward to him getting in town. I am going to the rookie dinner, so hopefully I'll be able to meet him next Friday night. Hey, real quick, funny little story.
You grab his number for me, please.
Yeah, I'll grab it for you. Hey, so, you know, after you get drafted, they'll say, you know, hey, this is back in the old days. Hey, can you come on in for a redcoater dinner? And I was like, redcoater? What the hell's a redcoater? But they flew me in like 2 days later to come in for the redcoater dinner. I don't know why they didn't call Percy to come and do it. That they called me. Maybe Percy was going to beat him with a broom or something.
Wow. Or maybe he's on a
there's
scooter.
A golf ball in my yard.
No Percy Snow scooter jokes.
Scooter. Got there and never forget. So the first night they dropped me off at the Adams Mark, the beautiful Adams Mark Hotel, right?
Yes.
And I was just kind of sitting in there. I didn't have any ride or anything. So I said, you know, I'm going to try some of this Kansas City barbecue. So I ordered the Adams Mark barbecue ribs. Big mistake.
What's wrong with you?
Big mistake.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Because Coco Key wasn't quite open yet, so I had nothing else to do. But yeah, man, the rest. And then Cedric Fuller, guy who used to work for the Chiefs. I haven't heard or seen of Cedric in many, many years, took me to Gates Barbecue. I'll never forget.
There
very first
go.
Time, and that was outstanding. And I was scared when I walked in there.
They were yelling. Ribs were any good?
They were yelling at me. The Adams Mark ribs were no good.
You know what? Did they happen to mention what animal the ribs were from?
They didn't. There was probably some question marks.
Right.
On that.
Let's hear Deshaun. Well, you want to play the clip before you break?
Yeah, we got break.
This is one of my favorite clips from last night. This is a wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr.'s parents, as they were being talked to on ABC. They were very excited that their son was just drafted.
I think I heard this.
Maybe,
I feel
maybe,
bad for these people.
Maybe Brian Thomas Jr.'s mom didn't.
She's spitting facts.
Didn't exactly understand the question. That's fine. I like it still. This is good. It made me happy.
I feel sad.
I don't feel their son's a multimillionaire.
Yeah,
I'm
happy. But everybody's ripping on mom and dad.
No. Right? No, we're ripping on them. No one's ripping on them.
All right, play it.
It was hilarious. Play it.
It's a
awesome. That's all I can tell you. It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Facts.
Right.
Facts.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
You know, well, those poor, from, poor people, they're on national TV. They're all excited about their son being drafted. They're asked a question, and now
it's
they're...
No, it's the truth. She was accurate.
And she was very accurate, yeah.
How far have this, has this family come from Baton Rouge?
How far have you come?
About
how far? Well, I came from North Kansas City.
1,123 miles.
Right. That would have been the better answer.
Baton Rouge.
That was a great answer. We'll take a break back after this on WHB. All right. So our good friend Nick Jacobs, who appears on the show from time to time, why don't you book him? You smart mouth. He put together. He always put together an excellent chart of not only the best prospects, but in his opinion, the best fits for the Chiefs based on what they do, right?
Let's hear it.
And so then he has the updated of who's left. So I'm just going to throw this out there to both you and Beardy in there.
Okay. What positions you think?
You done with wide receiver in the second, third round? You want to mess around and get another one? You want to play? You want to play with fire and get burned? I don't know why I'm saying that.
I think if there's one of these a wide receiver that the Chiefs had on their board is still there, I don't see why they wouldn't take another one.
But let me just tell you who's still available. Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. I mean, if he's there, take him.
Jalen Polk from Washington.
Another hell of a football player.
A.D. Mitchell from Texas.
I know.
Troy Franklin from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Wilson, Michigan. Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky. Devontae Walker from North Carolina. So there's some guys out there that they like, but they already have Xavier Worthy. We'll see if that's enough. Now, I'm going to throw out some different positions and some players and tell me what you think.
All right.
Tight end.
I think they do draft a tight end. I don't think they're going to draft a tight end with their next pick. I think they're going to go with an offensive lineman in the next pick. But I do think that a tight end will be drafted by
Ben Sennett, K-State.
Yeah, no, that's one of the guys that absolutely, I think he's a great athlete, smart kid, pretty good at the point of attack. You know, he's got some toughness to him. Also, the kid from Texas, another Texas kid, the Sanders kid from Texas.
Jatavion Sanders.
Yeah, there's another kid that might be there when they draft. Maybe the fourth round.
Theo Johnson out of Penn State. Eric All. I've heard maybe something about Eric All.
Are you all in
Iowa?
Him?
Well, maybe. Iowa tight ends are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Running back. Jonathan Brooks from Texas.
Yeah.
Blake Corum from Michigan.
I'm not feeling the running back position.
How about this? Seventh round. Cody Schrader from Missouri.
There you
okay.
go.
Yeah, no, that there you go.
I'm good.
Fifth, I'm good. I'm really good.
I said seventh round, Cody Schrader from the University of Missouri.
I'm with Jake.
Sixth or seventh round?
Yeah,
well, they have a sixth round pick. So.
Oh, well.
If he's around in the fifth and sixth round, they
got
to take a peek.
They got two fourths, they got two fifths, and they got the seventh. Seventh round, Cody Schrader from Missouri.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I'll sit back.
Okay.
Sorry, I stood up. Disrespectful. Offensive tackles.
All right.
Well, we had Jesse Newell mock BYU tackle Kingsley
Suamataya
to the Chiefs.
Young guy.
And he's still there.
Young guy. He's a project, a bit of a project.
Paul from Houston. Roger Rosegarten from Washington. Kieran Amajadaji from Yale.
Yeah.
And Blake Fisher from Notre Dame.
I like the kid from BYU. I do think that he is a little bit of a project. I think whatever or whichever offensive tackle you take from this point on, he's going to have a little bit of some refinement to do.
I like Patrick Paul from Houston.
I like the kid from Yale.
Yeah, the kid from Yale is you can't teach that kind of size. Just can't.
Wait right here.
I mean, he's got long arms.
Amagaji.
Armageddon.
They're going to draft
Armageddon.
They'll draft one of these guys because I can't say their names. So.
But you didn't see nothing about Blake Fisher from Notre Dame.
I'm not a huge Blake Fisher fan.
That's fine.
I'm just not.
That's what we want to hear.
So Blake Fisher. The funny thing about it, the connection between Joe Alt and Blake Fisher. Blake Fisher came in as the number one recruit on the offensive line at Notre Dame and was going to start and was the starter and got hurt in the first game. And guess who came in for him? Joe Alton never left.
Little known fact, Blake Fisher, the son of Eric Fisher, former chief left tackle. Timmy loves that.
And Carrie Fisher from Star Wars.
Be very quiet. Listen to this. In the fourth round, Javon Foster from Missouri.
What?
Why don't we just go
who said
and
that? I didn't... Look, man, I'm just throwing things out there.
Is there ever a Missouri guy that you do not like? Or not don't
like? I like them all, pretty much. Saw Eli Drinkwitz in the draft room. You know why? Because he got Riz, is what the kids say. Okay, guards. Listen to his guards. Now, this means something to me, okay? You got a couple of local products
Coop.
That I want you to talk about. I want Dominic Pooney from Kansas
right. And
Cooper Beebe from Kansas State. Let's bring on Nate Bucati to talk about Dominic Pooney from Kansas because he's in play here, Nate Bucati. He's formerly from Central Missouri. He's from KU. What about Dominic Pooney? Where would be the right spot for the Chiefs if they wanted to go after him?
I'm trying to think if there's any other famous people named Pooney that I claim he's related to.
Hey, it's always good on a Friday night to go get some Pooney.
Wow, unbelievable. Unbelievable draft analysis from Chiefs Hall of Famer Tim Grunhard.
I'm actually at the hotel right now thinking about getting the ribs here in Stanford, Connecticut right. After that story.
I know.
Nothing like hotel ribs from an undisclosed animal.
That's what you get for giving a 21-year-old South Side of Chicago kid an order in Kansas City.
I want to get some of this Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah. I'm going to try this Kansas City barbecue. Room service, please.
It's overrated.
Room service.
And they're covered with real tomato ketchup, Clark. What do you...
If I remember, they were slopped with barbecue sauce.
What's wrong with that?
Pooney's great, though. One of the things that Andy Reid, and you tell me, Grunny, but I feel like he really appreciates versatility on the offensive line, guys that can move from different spots. And Pooney showed that he could do that because he started as a guard at KU, and then last year they needed him to move out to tackle, and he did really well.
Boom.
So I think that, you know, that's the type of player that actually I think Andy Reid would really appreciate and value.
Barbecue. I love barbecue.
But here's the deal. He's like, so now they're not in the third round. They have 2 fourth-round picks. They have 2 fifth-round picks. They got that extra third-round pick next year so they can move back into the third round. But right now they only have the second-round pick tonight. You'd have to take him with the second round because I don't think he'll make it to the fourth round. But Pooney and also Grunny, same question, Cooper Beebe, a couple of local products that are available. Do you like either one of them for the Chiefs?
Well, I like Cooper Beebe, I think, the best of the ones that were mentioned. I think he'll be gone by the time the Chiefs have an opportunity. I think he's going to go pretty quick here. You know, he's very athletic, really smart kid, tough finishes. That's the
KCK
one thing.
KCK tough.
I mean, and here's the thing, and please... Okay, the breakdown of logistics and the semantics and the analytics in the analytics of long arms, I'll buy that a tackle. Stop bringing it up at center and guard. Stop bringing it up. I mean, I'm just looking at one of the breakdowns. Beebe doesn't have ideal arm length, but he will kick your ass.
Wow, easy.
All right? He will kick your ass up and down the field.
That's a tremendous
scouting report.
And, you know, because,
I like that profile.
Because he looks like a T-Rex, I wouldn't mess with a T-Rex, would you? They got short arms, too.
Nope. Okay, I've got to
think a lot about Cooper Beebe. No, don't have long arms. Kick your ass off.
Okay, a couple of other position groups. While we have Nate, defensive end, our man Nick Jacobs, has Austin Booker with a third-round grade as a fit for the Chiefs. What about if the Chiefs are looking for a pass rusher, what about Austin Booker?
I'd be making it up if I knew anything about
well,
Austin
Booker. Well, what about Booker? Nate Bucati? That's a Kansas guy.
I mean, I watched him play a little bit, but I don't know enough
he had a good
about
senior. He had a good senior
I could
bowl?
Make something up, but I won't.
Yeah, I like him. I mean, you know, he was big for Kansas last year. To become the team they were, they had to get a lot better on defense a year ago, and they brought him in as a transfer, and the defense got a lot better. And as you mentioned, the Senior Bowl thing, I think the Chiefs like Senior Bowl guys. They like guys
I agree.
That perform
very much. And real quick on Pooney, because we didn't really never give him a breakdown. I think Nate did a little bit, but
you gave the breakdown.
I Well, that's who he's related to.
Right.
You know, and watched him a little bit because, you know, Colin was on the team when he was there. And a bit of a waistbender. So
aren't we all?
It would be an issue if he was playing tackle. I do think he'd be a better guard. I think he's a guy that – and listen, the Chiefs are going to have to draft a guard.
Right.
Because they're going to lose one of those two here pretty soon, whether it's through free agency or whether it's, you know, the salary cap tragedy. No. So I think the Chiefs will draft an inside guy also. I think they're going to get an offensive tackle. I think they're going to find a guard. I think they're going to get a tight end. I think they're going to mess with, if there's a good athlete, a corner. And I think that'll kind of be the pattern for the Kansas City Chiefs in the rest of this draft.
Tell me if there's either one of you, either Timmy or Jake or Nate, before we break, out of defensive tackle and out of cornerback, or anything else I haven't mentioned, if there's a certain prospect you like. Defensive tackle, Newton from Illinois, Chris Jenkins from Michigan, Michael Hall from Ohio State, Mason Smith, LSU, Braden Fisk from Florida State.
Braden Fisk, I love his length. I think he'd be a great nose tackle type of with Jones in there, so I like him. Newton, I think he's more of a grinder. He's a pure nose tackle. He's a load to move out of there.
And then cornerbacks, the kid from Iowa, Cooper DeJean, Cooper from Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama, Ennis Rakestraw from Mizzou, T.J. Tampa from Iowa State, Kamari Lassiter from Georgia. Man, there's some good corners that are available, there so maybe is. That's a spot. Jake Gutierrez, Nate Bucati, give me your wish for second-round Chiefs. Nate, go.
Look, I would take either one if they want to take a defensive tackle or a corner. I'm not going to be upset, but if you have to pick one or the other, I think you can never have enough of those big guys. You know, the Chiefs show they can find corners in the mid rounds and the late rounds. I think they've already got good corners right now. So to me, if you got a big body that can move, grunny, those are the hardest things to find. I'll take a defensive tackle.
Jake, make your pick.
Offensive line.
Yeah. I'm obviously with Jake on the offensive line. I don't disagree with the defensive inside guy, but I do think that whoever they pick is going to be a little bit of a project. But Andy Heck's a good coach, and I think Andy will give the kids some skills and some technique to give them an opportunity to play in the NFL. And that you can't teach the size of some of these guys.
Right.
There's some big dudes out there that Chiefs could pick
for
up.
For you, Steven, do you think is it Chris Abrams-Drain?
Yes.
Do you think he'll be available in the fourth round?
Maybe, and, you know, look.
He's a cornerback out of Mizzou,
Chris Abrams-Drain was, I mean, you could.
And that's legit.
When you watch the games, you could make the argument that he was better than Rakestraw. Rakestraw had more injury issues, but teams shied away from throwing at Rakestraw and threw at Chris Abrams-Drain more often so he could make more plays,
Does
right?
He seem like a Spags guy?
I like him. Yeah, I like him. I like him a lot.
So I'd like to, I wouldn't mind if they went with him in the fourth round.
Right.
You got an offensive, you know, lineman, whatever your choice
is. Give him to me.
In the second round.
Nate Bucati, real quick, we got to run. Love it, like it, don't like it, hate it. Xavier Worthy.
Whatever's stronger than love it.
Okay, well.
I mean, I felt like the biggest thing the Chiefs needed to do in this draft is find the next playmaker that Patrick Mahomes can get the ball to for the next 5+ years because Travis Kelce's coming to the end of his career, and they need a guy that he can that a weapon that he can work with year after year. And I think they got him, man. I think this guy is not only, like Grunty said, he's not only does he have explosive speed, he's got the production to match it. And I think he'll fill out a little bit. He'll get a little bit stronger as he, you know, gets into the NFL. And I think you're looking at the next combo where people around the league are going to be going, how in the world did we let Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have this guy?
Ladies and gentlemen, Nate Bucati.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Buffalo, once again. Nate Bucati, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nate.
We'll be right back after this to wrap things up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, wrapping things up. Remember, today I will be at The Deck Supply in Overland Park off 105th and Metcalf. 7068 West 105th Street. From 11 until 1, we'll have food from Schlotsky's. We'll have tickets to go see the Comets in the championship round on Sunday, and also some Comets t-shirts. Stop by and see me, and you'll get contractor pricing if you mention 810 at any location. I'll be there in Over the Park from 11 until 1. For more information on locations and everything else, go to thedecksupply.com. Also, if you want to go see Rocky live on stage with special appearances by me and Nate Bucati, it's going to be the B&B Live Theater off 435 and Midland. We will give a four-pack of tickets. I got 2 4-packs for tonight and tomorrow night if you want to go. 7 o'clock show, 913-3810-810. First four callers can go see Rocky live on stage featuring me and Nate Bucati at B&B Live tonight or tomorrow. 913-3810-810. Just tell Jake you love him. Tim Grunhardt, wrap it all up. You got the last word.
Yeah, we'll be at the YMCA.
He's walking
catwalk.
The runway for
I'm
the Challenger
the
Fashion. This guy's going to be a male model.
That's right.
He's going to be beefcake on the runway.
I'm going to go work out right now, see if I can get the arms going.
Hey, man, thank you for doing that. That's awesome that you and Mike Boddicker are going to be with, me. I love it.
Anything for you, brother.
And let me tell you what, those kids are going to
love you,
it,
Jake.
Too.
Good to see you.
Look at him.
For your time, man.
All right, brother. We'll see you
next
week.
Wish happy birthday to your man back there where you got time.
Happy birthday.
Chuck Charles, happy birthday.
Happy number 69, baby.
69.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.